February 15th, 2019. I hope you have a way to enjoy the weekend. For now, just lean back and enjoy the Steve Gribber Show. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the Michigan legislature just used a rule not exercised in decades and rejected an executive order put forth by Governor Whitmer to reorganize the Department of Environmental Quality, including a new position as an environmental justice advocate, whatever that is. Whitmer says the Republicans are now wanting us all to drink dirty water. Okay. Number two, Democrats and Republicans have approved a deal for funding the government and funding parts of the southern border wall, except it doesn't, it seems. In fact, the language makes it clear the wall could not be built with this bill. It bans building on federal land and requires approval from local politicians. An impossible task, it seems. President Trump says he will sign the funding bill anyway and then declare a national emergency, which I think he must. And on top, Andy McCabe, the former deputy director who was fired from the FBI for lying under oath and misleading fellow agents, is back on the spotlight after giving a tell-all interview to 60 Minutes where he admits that he openly attempted to take steps to remove President Trump from office. After the president fired then-director James Comey, in many countries, an intelligence agency trying to take over the government would be called a failed coup attempt.
I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed.
About every place you go, just about every place you go today, you're going to hear all about the southern border. You're going to hear about whether or not Donald Trump is going to sign this spending bill. You're going to hear that he might declare a national emergency, and he might. And most people are going to tell you that's the most important story of the day, but I disagree. I disagree. Because the battle over the southern border is going to go on for the foreseeable future. Now that the Democrats have taken the untenable position that we don't need a wall, we don't need security, we don't need to detain people that are here with criminal backgrounds, even though those very same people wouldn't even be allowed in Canada for a visit. It's okay in America if you have a drunk driving or an offense of this sort or that sort. Things that would ban you from Canada would make you eligible in America. Makes no sense whatsoever. So that's going to go on, that conversation. I think the most important thing that I've heard in the last 24 hours are these revelations from Andy McCabe that he's the one that started the investigation into Donald Trump, that he's the one that took active steps to try to remove this president from office because he believed that he had to do it, even though he has no authority to do so. He has no authority to pursue the 25th Amendment. He has no authority to do any of these things. But Andy McCabe, who was fired from the FBI, the former deputy director there, fired for lying to his coworkers, removed from the bureau, and of course now he's got a book coming up, so he's trying to make money. But I don't think this ends well for Andy McCabe or James Comey or a host of other people. Because Andy McCabe's now saying that they actively did this. The Department of Justice actively went after the president, had a central role in going after the president, promoting this idea of Russian collusion, of which there's nothing. And it's time to go after the McCabe memos and everything. But I want you to hear what McCabe said. The entire interview will come up this Sunday on 60 Minutes with Scott Pelley. But pieces have been released early so you go watch it. Here's part of it, bite two. Go.
I was speaking to the man who had just run for the presidency and won the election for the presidency and who might have done so with the aid of the government of Russia, our most formidable adversary on the world stage. And that was something that troubled me greatly.
How long was it after that that you decided to start the obstruction of justice and counterintelligence investigations involving the president?
I think the next day I met with the team investigating the Russia cases, and I asked the team to go back and conduct an assessment to determine where are we with these efforts and what steps do we need to take going forward. I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace. I wanted to make sure that our case was on solid ground, and if somebody came in behind me and closed it and tried to walk away from it, they would not be able to do that without creating a record of why they'd made that decision.
You wanted a documentary record.
That's right.
That those investigations had begun because you feared that they would be made to go away.
That's exactly right.
Or there was nothing to them, and he feared he wouldn't be able to handicap and hamstring the president of the United States. Legally, there's no position for the 25th Amendment, which they now openly admit. And he says Rod Rosenstein was serious about wearing a wire to record the president of the United States in an attempt to use the 25th Amendment in some way to run him out of office, of which they have no authority to do. But he says they were counting noses. In another part of this interview, they were counting noses, not literally, but, you know, in their group saying, well, this guy would go with us and she might go with us and he would and he wouldn't. And really? You're spending your time trying to figure out if you can do an end run and run the president out of office, not because he's incapable of doing the job, not because he's broken the law, but because you don't like him. And he fired your buddy, Jim Comey. You don't like him. And so you want this indelible mark on Donald Trump forever, an asterisk on him, a way to undermine the presidency and undermine the authority of the White House. That was the goal here, Andy McCabe. And I think that's a far bigger story than what's going on and the jostling at the southern border. Because that's going to continue to play out, and we will end up with border security. It's inevitable. Too many people want it. Two-thirds of Americans want it, and that's the way it is. So you look at what Andy McCabe was up to and Rod Rosenstein was up to and Jim Comey and their other buddy, Bob Mueller. What is the real plan here? What's the real game here? The game here is to get Trump at any cost, which I have told you for years. It's Trump at any cost, and it doesn't matter. And it's not just from Democrats, and it's got Republicans that feel the same way and never Trumpers and people inside the swamp. The duly elected president of the United States is the target of their wrath because he wasn't supposed to win. It was supposed to be business as usual and more control over the American people and left-leaning justices on the Supreme Court. And get in line and shut your mouth, and that's the way it's going to be. That's what was supposed to happen. It was all planned. It was preordained. It was done. It was planned out. It was ready to go. And then Donald Trump came in and threw a wrench into the whole damn thing. And now they've been trying to figure out, well, we got to hang something on him. We've got to manufacture something here. So McCabe wanted an indelible mark on the president and the presidency in an effort to undermine him and, frankly, screw him. That's what that's all about. Now, in the end, McCabe was fired, and rightfully so. His pension was taken away, rightfully so. Now he's written a book. And he's out there trying to peddle the book, which is why he's on 60 Minutes. I hope he doesn't sell one copy. He will, of course, but I would hope he wouldn't sell one copy because he doesn't deserve one nickel for trying to undermine this country because he thinks he's smarter. The elitist, oh, the American people screwed up. We'll help him out. We'll get rid of this guy because the American people didn't know what they were doing. And we do. We're smarter than they are. My ass. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us! We're over here!
Justin! Justin! you, Justin. I love you.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.